Thank you for watching Not My Bag.
If you're watching this, make sure to like and subscribe.
If you're listening, give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to Not My Bag. I'm George.
And I'm Joe, and we're here in Liverpool for a Eurovision special.
We're live. Well, obviously, when you're watching it, it's not going to be live, but we're live right now.
This isn't a typical Not My Bag episode. We don't have one guest. We don't have two guests. We have 7 guests for you. We've cut down the best bits of each interview, and we're showing you today on this special.
It's basically a big compilation of the best bits of what's happened during our 3 days in Liverpool at Eurovision with TikTok. And yeah, hope you enjoy it.
And starting off, we have our interview with the wonderful May Muller. Let's go.
We're live.
That might help. Yeah.
Oh, hi everyone at home. I'm gonna get it up so I can see. I don't want. Oh my god! I can hear myself as well.
Oh. This is
George.
This is...
Take the floor. Take the floor. Hi everyone at home. Thank you for joining. Welcome to Not My Bag on the road.
On the road. We're in Liverpool.
We're in Liverpool.
The home of Eurovision this year.
Home of Eurovision, and we're here. We're taking over. We've got some very special guests coming in the next few days, haven't we, George?
This first guest is a banger, by the way.
Yeah, we have a very banging first guest.
All right, Joe.
Just waiting on the sidelines. Just waiting on the sidelines. Should we hit it? Please welcome. Did you see that fly of spit just go off?
No, I didn't. You shouldn't have pointed it out.
I'm mortified.
Now everyone
Please
knows.
Welcome to the stage, May Muller.
Woo!
Woo!
Come on in.
Oh,
I'm not going to stand up because you make me look really small. But
No.
How are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. This is the best thing I'll ever do.
This is cool, isn't it? I'm gassed.
I finally made it on Not My Bag.
I know. It's probably one of the most special episodes I've ever had.
I only had to do Eurovision to get on there. Do you know what I mean?
No, don't put it like that.
I'm joking.
And then you sat on Grace's, didn't you, and just stared at our...
And then I was like... That was, oh my God, she's so iconic. I love
yeah,
her.
Yeah, no, it was a good one, wasn't it?
She's
it was
my queen.
A slapper. Did you have any vodka crayons when you were on there?
I did. She's the queen of the vodka crayons.
I know, look, where's Joe? She's Joe's got that.
No, it's just juice, George.
Just juice. Only juicing, a strict juice diet. Yeah.
How have you found Liverpool, though?
Loved it.
Have you been here a while?
Got here on the 3rd.
Okay.
So for a minute, honestly, ask
you lose
me what
a track
day
of days,
it is.
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a busy bee, aren't you?
She's just busy, just slightly.
Just a little bit booked and busy, just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Just doing like a little show. You
just
know.
Doing a little
summit.
Just a little gig. Yeah, no, it's been fun. I've been having a good time and I love Liverpool.
It's so sweet.
It's my first time here.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone's so nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
We said this.
Our taxi driver earlier.
Best man ever. If he's watching, what a guy.
Watching.
And he told us like every side to see. Every side.
I love it.
But the accent, I was a bit like, this is sexy.
It is sexy.
It is a nice accent, do you know what I mean?
It is sexy.
Is it?
I think it is sexy.
Yeah. I like it.
That's a new
I'm
one.
With you. That's no, I like it.
Thank you. Thank
get
you.
With the winning team.
Me, the whole pod. Yeah, of course.
He's not great at flirting. Yeah. So in terms of like your plans for the next few days, you're not performing on the semi-final, are you? You are.
But I'm performing on the second one.
Right.
But obviously it's not like voted or anything. Okay. So it's actually great for me because I get to like
show off.
I get to do it.
Yeah.
With an audience and like it's not going to be the first time on the actual thing.
Yeah. Fine. It's almost like a warm up.
Yes. Yeah. But I got to treat it as the real thing.
Oh
honey.
Yeah. Yeah. Game face on.
Yes.
What do you do before you go on stage? Do you have any like rituals or anything?
I was just about
you do?
To ask that.
Sorry.
Honestly,
I didn't want to ask it anyway.
I literally like have a tea and like that's it.
Yeah, because you hear people like do all these
so
things and wear the same clothes and do this.
No,
that.
I'm literally like boring old.
Beyonce has like all white rooms and white carpets.
I know. Maybe once I get there, maybe I'll push the boat out and get 2 cups of tea.
Can I have a Kinder Bueno as well?
Kinder Bueno in there. Maybe a Lucozade, if I'm feeling fancy.
Ooh, get hyper.
I just want to know, how did it come about you representing us? Like, that's pretty mad.
It
just kind of came out one day and I was like, Joe, do you know May's like,
no,
our entrance?
Yeah, mad. Absolute madness. It was actually, so I actually wrote the song, I wrote the song.
ironic.
I
What's
know.
The message?
I walked right into that one. We created the song literally 3 days before the Eurovision conversation even happened. So it was the weirdest thing because I was like, guys, I feel like I've just written like a Eurovision song. So it happened really naturally. I feel like
fate.
Like fate. The stars aligned.
The stars have aligned.
I feel like if if it was brought to me like, we want, you know, Eurovision, it's on the table, but like you need to write a song for it, I'd be a bit like,
what do I do?
You'd overthink it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think so. But the fact that I had just done it, and I was already quite excited about it because I'd just written it, and I was like, this feels really good. So it kind of all happened quite nicely.
Did you, when I saw you in that airport in LA,
when was that? Was that before?
Thanks for my invite, guys.
No.
Thanks. I must have missed
you're not old enough.
Thousands of miles away, and I was like,
I don't know many people here. So I was thinking, who is it? Well, I've got really bad eyesight, right? I was like, who is this lady in this Hello? Trucker hat just screaming my name? I was like, Mum, I've made it in the US. But it was me.
Just me. No, I think that was just before, because was that like December?
Yeah, December.
It was just after Thanksgiving, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that was literally just before, because I found out in January.
No way. Because I was like, if she didn't tell me at the airport, I was like, I'm going to
no,
be
with you. No, I didn't know. I did not know a thing. Yeah. I didn't know a thing.
So how do you feel at the minute? Do you feel there's any pressure? Like, what's the vibes going on this week?
What's it like in camp, as they say? That's like football
in
talk.
In the camp. You know, it is. It's like boot camp. It really is. But do you know what? Now it's like we're able to have fun with it. We had the turquoise carpet, which is like the sort of opening ceremony, like event. And
you look great, by the way.
Thank you.
The outfit was a slay.
Thank you so much. Shout out Agro, AGRO. Custom made. Stunning.
Shout out. No, everyone I spoke to have been like, she looks stunning.
Thank you. It was quite nerve-wracking because I was like, I've got to slay this.
You're representing like us. Do you know what I mean? So it is like, without putting on the pressure, it's a bit of pressure.
I'm representing you two.
Literally,
just you two.
Us two, not my bag. That's it.
For the gays and the guys. She's doing it for the gays and the girls.
The arena's going to be empty. It's going to be you two.
What a crowd, though. Yeah, get my mum involved as well.
Please, I really want to meet your mum.
I know, I want to bring her on the road. It's just our dog's got like an upset stomach all the time.
No.
So she just has to stay at home a lot.
Oh, bless.
Do you know what I mean?
It's understandable.
Our dog's fine. She does have a little bit of IBS, I think.
What's her name?
Dolly.
Dolly.
Dolly. Dolly. Dolly May's rooting for
we
you.
We love you, Dolly. I'm here with you, baby. I love you. Get well soon.
But I was going to say as well, like, what a year to do Eurovision, because after Sam Ryder's success last year, it's kind of brought it back. So someone like me, I'm a lot younger. Like, I hadn't watched Eurovision for a couple of years, really. And it's like brought it back, and now it's like, May, go do us proud. Do you know what I mean?
I know. I do feel like it does feel very special this year for like a lot of different reasons.
It's in England.
And I think particularly
because
of the situation with the Ukraine as well.
Yeah.
It seems like a very special year.
Yeah.
No,
to do it.
100%. I feel like we're all obviously, it's such an honour to host in the UK, but it just, the fact that we're hosting on behalf of Ukraine, it just makes it that much more special.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, it's so important that we all, you know, we come together and we can do it. Like, it just shows that, like, we are able to do that as human beings, you know?
And slay.
And slay at the same damn time.
And slay at the same time. So, in terms of, I wanted to ask you this, but I don't want you to hate me for asking. Because, you know, every year there's, like, always the people that are, like, fit, that are performing. Like, there's some
They're
fit
all
guys.
Hot.
That, yeah.
Anyone, I fancy everyone.
I was about to say, anyone caught your eye? Anyone backstage, you're like...
Everyone's hot. Noah Kyrell. Oh my God. I just look at her and I'm like, how are you real? You're not real. I don't believe it. You're AI. she's stunning. Blanca Paloma, stunning. I mean, Loreen. Being in the same room as her, I'm literally like...
That tune is a slapper as well.
Big slapper.
Big slapper.
Yeah. I was going to say about, we want you to win. Like, everyone wants you to win.
Of course.
In terms of like your faves or like people, do you know what I mean? Or who you want to like see doing well.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I think they're all... so talented. I feel like Alessandra from Norway, her song is amazing. Lazara from France, that is one fierce lady, and she's just got such like power, and she doesn't do like too much, she's not going crazy, but she's just like
the presence
and she just always looks amazing, the song's amazing. But I mean, and all those people that I just said before, like everyone's got a shot, man. And Finland, he's definitely one of the faves as well. Karia, he's a great performer. I'm just a fangirl. I love everyone.
I never know how to say his name.
Karia.
Karia.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's it.
I love
Double
that
check,
outfit. I definitely go out in that. You could see me in the green.
Now. Oh, 100%. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm sure you're going to be able to buy like Karia outfits from now on.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
No, 100%.
I feel like Joe's going to make it a thing now anyway.
I better see it.
I did though. I took some photos for my birthday and Mum literally looked at me and went, oh, if only you could sing. That's the first thing she said. Not even you look great. She just went, oh, if I thought... Well, thanks.
We can learn.
We can. Well, that was one of my questions. I was going to ask you about singing, right? How did it start off for you in terms of, did you always know, just sing in the shower one day and think,
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, that's right.
That was not, that was not bad. I could hold a note.
I can hold a note. I don't know what it was, you know. I feel like when I was younger, I liked the attention that it gave me. I, like, as a little annoying five-year-old, I was like, everyone come to the kitchen. I've
just started screaming.
I've written a song. Everyone, you got to come and listen to it.
You're doing it again.
It's happening.
Plug, 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 plug. But so I feel like I always enjoyed that, and I always enjoyed that feeling of performing, but I feel like it didn't really come to, like, fruition until I was, like, 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bang in. So what did you do to warm up?
Mama.
Me.
Exactly that. Yeah, just a lot of ums and ahs and oohs and ees and tea.
Yeah, tea and the tea.
And tea is always important.
Yeah.
What was like the first CD you ever bought?
Oh, probably actually Lily Allen, All Right Still.
I love Lily Allen. 2006. Smile earlier in the shower.
That's the only song I know of her.
When you love me, I was wanting more.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to know how, like, you remember all the lyrics. I know that sounds really dumb. Because obviously you write the song.
It's
and stuff,
not dumb.
It's just like you've got way more than just like one song. Do you know what I mean? So it's just be able to like do it.
It's really weird. Like, it's like, do you know how you?
I'm gonna just put this down here once.
You remember?
So it
sounds really like stereotypical, but I know you're like you like football, right?
Yeah.
So I don't understand how you can remember all like the every footballer's name, every team, like all the rules. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but that's your language.
Yeah,
do you know
true.
What I mean? So for me, I'm like, it's like second
nature, just
nature.
To,
you know.
Are you like that with other songs as well that you listen to? So like, for example, like Lily Allen, you've just said, could you like list through like four or five Lily Allen songs and you just know them?
Yeah, I've always had that. Like, I pick up lyrics quite easily.
But like, you're quite like that, aren't you? He will find a song and play it.
I was with a guy the other day and I just started rapping Nicki Minaj. I was like, I'm surprising myself right now. And I was like, this could be an ick or it could not be an ick.
But if it's an ick, if that was an ick, then that's an ick for you. Yeah, that was an ick.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It just about the ickness bounces. Yeah. Red flag.
And that's why he's single. I am as well, don't worry, it's no shade, Joe.
All three of us.
Let's go out.
No way.
You won't make it on the weekend. You won't come home.
Okay, when I get back.
Yeah.
Fine. When we're in London.
That's so funny.
All of us are saying that.
First one, let's go out.
Speaking of Nicki, would you ever collab with Nicki?
Oh my God, of course.
I want to ask you about collabs, like who you'd love to collab with, because the Katie track I was blasting. All the time, in the shower, all the time.
Do you know what? I could see you and Sam Ryder doing something.
Really?
After this, yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, of course.
That'd be pretty sick, wouldn't it?
He's amazing, and his voice is amazing.
We were listening to videos of him earlier, and I'm like, how does that man do it?
Mm. He's also just like, and he probably gets sick and tired of hearing this.
I know what you're
going
to say.
He's just the nicest
so
guy.
So nice.
Oh my God, so nice.
Oh my God, and he's just like,
he's so nice.
And that smile, I'm like, oh my God, like, how are you?
I just want to hate you.
Yeah, I'm like, how are you just so happy all the time?
Honestly, we saw him at Summertime Ball, and everyone was like, oh, he's not like meeting anyone, taking photos. And I walked past him and I said, oh, you know my friend Charlie? And he was like, so lovely. He's like, yeah, let's grab a photo and everything. Like, you're from Essex. And I was like, oh. But do you know what I mean? Like,
what a lovely man.
So lovely.
Is Eurovision something you've always wanted to do and be a part of? When you first started, were you like, oh, one day I would love to represent? Or has it just been like some... Or like, as you said, it was kind of fate, weren't it?
Yeah, I feel like it's always something that I've enjoyed as a fan. Yeah. But if I'm honest, like, I never put myself in it because it's such a, like, big, like, crazy thing.
Yeah.
So it's hard to... I wasn't expecting it, basically. Yeah. But the second that, you know, I was, you know, it was on the table and I said yes, I was like, I can so see myself doing it now. Like, I'm in it. I had the Eurovision hat on and I was like, I'm in.
I'm going to boss this, yeah.
But it is wild. Like, it's it's nothing like I imagined it would be. Like, I knew it was going to be wild and busy, but it's like times a million of what
it is. It's just like a crazy thing though, isn't it? It's like a massive, fun, like, festival
Gives
sort
me
of
Hunger
thing.
Games vibes.
Yeah, like the outfits,
it's like
the performances.
It's kind of like the gay nuts. Hunger Games.
You took the words right out of my mouth. But it is, but also it's weird because it's like so high, it is quite high pressure and it is a competition. You've got all these things, but actually the people, I guess especially this year, I guess I can't speak for other years, I'm sure it was the same, but like, it's the people that make it actually so much fun. Like, it could be just, like, pressure all the time and you're stressed, but everyone is so supportive of each other. You kind of forget that it's a competition sometimes. And anytime you, like, bump into each other in the hallways or behind, like, backstage, everyone's just like, oh, my God!
Yeah, I've got that mood, which is really nice.
It is. Because imagine it would be awful if it was the other way.
But I think as well, probably, as we touched on earlier, with what's happened and, like, obviously us as a nation representing for Ukraine, it's probably that as well as an element. Everyone's
there's
just
a lot
like, actually,
more unity.
Everyone's like, stuff the competition. Like, we're here for, do you know what I mean? For like a good reason.
This is the thing. I think we're just reminded, like, this is so much bigger than a competition. Yeah. It's like people coming together and being, you know, literally like united and showing that we can support each other. And doing that through music is such an amazing way to do that, because music kind of transcends all like language or you know, everyone can enjoy it.
Yeah, no, for sure. One thing I love about you, by the way, many things.
Here we go.
But what your TikToks when you first got announced, what I loved is that you were like taking the mick out of me, trying really hard not to swear, of the situation, because there was that whole Rena thing, wasn't there? And I know, like, you're a fan of her.
I love Rena.
As am I, but everyone was so gassed for you as well, but there was always those people that were like, but we thought it was
her.
And your TikToks made me die, that you were like, the fact that you took it and, like, rode that wave was actually the funniest thing. I thought it was so great. And, like, I know everyone's like, backing you now, but it was so funny.
Thanks. I mean, yeah, I knew that was going to happen, because obviously I saw everyone thought it was going to be Rena, and I was like, oh gosh, I was like, everyone's going to be like, who's this? Who's she? We're like, we've wanted Rena. But I thought, if I'm having fun and I joke about it, then suddenly, like,
everyone,
it's fine and it's not even a problem. And like I said, I'm a huge fan of Rena. I love her. I've seen her live. Like, I think she's an amazing writer, and just to be in the same sentence as her, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, fangirl.
TikToks are banging. Exactly. I wanted to ask as well, outfit situ, because I saw, so the, you know, the black kind of corseted moment, so that's what you're wearing.
That's the look.
That's the look.
Well, because I think quite a few people are like, oh, she's wearing like all black. Like, I didn't expect that. But because of what you've seen, like the staging, like it's very colourful and there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. You didn't want to get like lost in it.
I didn't want to get lost in it. Yeah. And also, like, I'm like, how am I going to stand out the most against all of that? And I'm like,
I want to be the moment.
All chic, all black.
No, it's a good outfit.
It's high fashion.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely wear it in drag.
Please. Yeah.
Should
oh my
I
God.
Do a Mae Millar night?
That I would die.
I mean,
of happiness.
I can't dance, can't walk in heels, can't do my own makeup. But it's the thought.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts, everyone.
Yeah.
Since you're you announcing being our like. UK entry. Have you had anyone like slide into your DMs like?
That's such a you question.
I just love the George question to ask.
Oh no,
I might have been one of them people. I can't lie.
I don't think you were. Actually.
I don't actually think I was. Me checking my phone.
He's always got a flirt.
He's like unsaid.
Yeah. Oh, it's still pending. you obviously don't have to say names, but have there been like a couple of people you're like, oh, that's news.
Graham Norton followed me. That was amazing.
What?
No.
You're in.
I'm in. my dreams have come true. No, honestly, like, I love that man down. Like, I love him. And I feel like I've watched him for so long. I think his show is, like the best ever. And so when he followed me, I was
like, just get me on that show.
I was just like, that's the next step. Come on, Graham. But I got to, I was on his radio show recently and oh my God, I stand so hard. Yeah, I was like, but I had to keep my cool, but I had to be like, I love you. I got a quick little like, I love you.
We
so
have
much.
Moments like that sometimes where I'm just like,
got to say it.
Love you, bye.
You've done, do you like doing radio? Because you've done quite a lot, haven't you? Like when obviously you were announced and stuff like that. I saw you were on Capital and with Rylan and stuff.
Yes.
Is radio something you'd love to like?
She's going to sing on the radio and she's not going to present.
I know, but just like pop in weekly. It'd be cool to have like special guests.
Oh no, do you know what? I love a chat.
Yeah, if they were like, mate, come in this week. You'd be
I'm here for it.
I'll try quick music. Get on the radio.
You've got a face for radio, actually.
No, someone said that to us. Someone said that to us. They're like, oh, you've got a face for radio. I was like,
that's so mean.
I won't tell you what I'm saying.
Tough game out here, kids.
It is tough.
Are you excited to party afterwards as well? Celebrate.
Oh my gosh.
I know you guys party hard. I just know it. No, but like you've been on stage, you've done everything, and then you just want to let your hair down, and I bet you like party.
Well, it's because it's not even like, oh, then like, it's, I feel like that after I get off stage and just basically on Saturday night, it's going to be like 3 months worth of like pent up anxiety just being unleashed on the streets of Liverpool.
Have you got any plans after that to like unwind after this?
I don't actually know the exact plan, but I know I'll be
taking a holiday,
shaking my tush somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to Ibiza.
Oh, are you?
I've never been.
Wait, when?
It wouldn't be
in June.
Oh, okay, fine.
No. You should definitely come at the same time.
I'm out there a lot soon, so yeah. I sound like I'm having I've got a DJ residency for everyone. I'm actually at High.
It's got a drag residency in Ibiza. I can't wait.
It's me dressed as Mae Muller, and I'm DJing in Ibiza. You heard it here first. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
This is so fun.
I'm so glad you've had a nice time.
Oh my God, I've had. Can I come back when we're in London?
Yes. Come into the studio in London. Yes.
Okay.
We just hit you on talk, so you're like, you know what?
I love it.
I love that this feels like this is like a, this won't be here. Like
I know.
For the whole time. I've got a little exclusive vibe.
This is
vibe.
Special.
I'm actually putting this up in my room afterwards.
Yeah.
So you can just do it in bed.
Any dates.
Morning,
any dates, I'll just bring them back and be like.
So,
Fanny Mae Muller.
Get out.
Seriously, good luck.
Thank you.
We'll be rooting for you.
We'll
be rooting for you. The song's a slapper.
I love you guys.
And yeah, we're so excited.
Thank you so much.
Girl, can we have a round of applause in here, guys?
Joe, how good was that?
Well, you pretty much fell in love with, didn't you, on that interview?
No.
Everyone said it in the comments as well. Over to Scott and Rylan, who popped in to say hello to us.
Guys, if you've got any questions for our guests like Rylan and Scott Mills, have actually just stepped foot into the premises.
Come on in.
Hello. You look nice.
I'm all good. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
We've already got a spillage.
Spillage.
And it's normally me.
How are you guys?
Good.
Really good.
Thank you for joining us.
That's all right.
I feel like I can't get rid of you two.
I know.
I was about to say.
I feel like we're like
best mates now.
It's cozy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It gets a bit warm, but you'll get used to it.
Yeah, we're used to the box, don't worry.
Yeah. How are you finding it then?
Horrendous. No, I'm sorry.
The worst one ever. No, it's brilliant. Literally, I think this is... I've done 12 Eurovisions now.
Mm.
And this, I think, in terms of the city, it's the best
one. We were literally talking about that as you walked in. We said Liverpool's
the
amazing.
The vibes are impeccable.
So good.
We said our favourite one's always been Tel Aviv, hasn't it?
Yeah,
because
we love
the production in Tel Aviv, like just Tel Aviv in general, they spent so much money to
like
make it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Nice weather.
Thank you very much for that.
And the weather. And it's by a beach.
Yeah. And we had a nice hotel. Big five, guys. So, like, our benchmark is always Tel Aviv, isn't it?
Right.
And we're like, it's not Tel Aviv. It's not Tel Aviv. We got here and we're like, oh my God, now we're going to have to say, it's not Liverpool.
It's just everywhere you go, you can't miss it. And there's some places we've been to where outside of the arena, you don't really see it.
Yeah.
It's not very visible. Whereas here, you
We jumped off the train and it was
as soon as you get
my voice is on the train doing the announcement.
No, he's on the train.
It's like, the next station is Liverpool Central. Welcome. Bonjour. Très vite.
Yeah.
Really? Because ours, it was all distorted and it sounded like Darth Vader. And
that
I think
was me. I'd had a car follow. I do them live, guys. I'm actually in the front of the train.
Have you guys been out much to Liverpool celebrating whilst you've been here?
Well, so I've been here a week longer than Scott.
I did see a story.
So me and Scott are Eurovision husbands.
Yeah.
Like, for those people who don't know, we both host the semi-final commentary.
Yeah.
We've been doing that for years. So, like, Scott is literally like my right hand, I'm his left hand. Like, we don't go anywhere.
It's quite cute. When
it
arrived,
is.
I thought you were going to go that fast. I'm glad you stayed on the same level.
I'm just so glad you're here now, because that's really sweet.
Yeah, no, it is.
Because it's not right if we're not together.
It's not. Like, we are, like, the duo.
We
come as a two.
Yeah, no.
But, so my week without Scott, I know all the crew and everyone, and they were all lovely, but I thought, right, I'm going to try and make a new friend. And made a few.
I think that's enough said.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so funny. How long have you been in now?
I'm not here. Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh, okay, what day is it?
Wednesday. Monday morning.
Was it?
Yeah, because you were at the coronation.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I was at the coronation. Yes. Yeah, I DJ'd.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I was amazing. Yo, this ridiculous. One's for the king.
Yeah.
Shout out, Camilla.
Yeah. Big up yourself, William.
Didn't see any royals, but I did. I warmed up the crowd.
MC'd and then on the mic.
Here.
Yeah, happy days.
Great.
So, what's it actually like commentating on such a big show?
We basically do what you do and just talk a load of rubbish. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's fun, isn't it?
Like, me trying to self-censor right now.
Yeah. Do you notice I am as well? Yeah.
See our lips like...
No, do you know what? On a serious note, it is actually a little bit difficult because there's certain rules you have to adhere to. You've got to be impartial. You can't speak over a song. You can't speak over this. However, what we found last night is there's been, because it's in the UK... There's been so many more UK viewers come and see the semi-finals and listen
to
it. So many
more.
Because it was on BBC One. And people are like, why are you speaking over this bit? And it's like, because we have to. Because the show is speaking to the whole of Europe and the rest of the world, whereas we are talking to the UK. So, for example, when the hosts are saying, you can vote tonight, UK couldn't vote last night. Yeah. UK can vote in the second semi-final.
So we have to speak over it.
So we have to speak over. So the job that we have to do, there is actual like admin that we have to do. The rest of it, we're just like, what a lovely dress.
Yeah, and then it's basically say what you see.
Yeah,
and
it's like catchphrase on a bigger
scale.
It's
a bit like, you know that show Gogglebox? It's a bit like
I don't know
it.
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
I do not know what you guys are talking about. No, I know. Exactly. Yeah, we do it all the time. We still do it though.
But then also, you kind of, because I remember you saying on the pod, well, obviously on the pod you've just been on with us.
Quite a good one, actually.
You said like you get lost in it a bit because you're just watching, like in awe. We didn't really speak last night.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? When you're taking in how crazy these acts are.
Crazy.
And then you're thinking, oh, I've got to speak.
And so probably in
is that
like
a linen outfit? Can I just... Is it linen?
I think it's all linen.
I think it is.
I mean, well done to you.
Yeah. I thought we were going to Tel Aviv.
Yeah, you're dressed for Tel Aviv.
I'm dressed Tel Aviv.
This is where I'm getting confused.
Are you fans of Eurovision?
Yes, well, do you know what?
I'm not going to lie.
He's fine.
Like,
I had a row with him the other week because he was like, Nadine, was she in the Spice Girls?
We're going to start
like, right, get out.
Yeah, get out.
Yeah. I need to apologise.
Yeah, the thing is, right, new fans coming to Eurovision, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's like a massive party. Yeah. I love it.
That's what it is.
I said to Joe, the vibes are just so, so good.
Yeah.
Like everywhere you were walking last night, like we went to the hospitality, had a bit of food and stuff. Yeah. It's just such good vibes. Yeah. So good.
The thing is, when you're at Eurovision, you are in the Eurovision bubble. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is it.
There's no bad news. Nothing bad happens.
No, there is nothing exists outside Eurovision. I've got about 500 emails. My management are ringing me going, we need to sign off on this, we need to sign off. I'm like, sorry, down in Portugal. Nothing else matters. And then all of a sudden, Sunday, we get the fear, don't we?
Oh, the fear of going back. You know,
awful.
Like when you have to go back to school.
The real world.
It's just like, oh my God, I'm really bad at that as well. We need to talk about something in June. I'm like, it's Eurovision week.
We just literally call each other on Sunday night when we finally get home, or normally we're travelling Sunday, aren't we? But like Sunday on the Monday, and we just sort of leave our phones on in the background just so we can hear each other. We're like, you're right, babe.
Yeah, fine. We get proper blues.
Separation anxiety.
We properly get it.
I don't blame. We get it.
We do that. Yeah. We've got a meal after this, and Joe's like, I'm not going to be there. I'm like, well, what am I going to do? It's going to be awful.
You're me last week.
So, what's like the weirdest interaction that you've had so far? Whether it be with an act,
whether it be PG or
Who do we always see? That's probably a better one. Do you know what's nice? So for us, we've got like this Eurovision family. Yeah. So like there's certain heads of delegations that are there every year.
They're buses.
Commentators, Joel and Miff from Australia. Really, like, so we see these, they're like our once a year family. And I mean, we've had some stories, haven't we?
Yeah.
We definitely have, not for broadcast.
But Finland
is
in our hotel.
Currier's in our hotel. Yeah. And can we just have a moment? Why are Finless dancers come dressed as me with the teeth and slick back hair?
And the outfits. Yeah, well, I can definitely see you in our hotel.
So like we know them all. And like in the day, everything's normal. And then they're like,
I'm obsessed with Finland.
Yeah, same.
He's great as
he's
well.
Great.
Yeah, a really nice
guys,
delegation.
I'm a bit obsessed with Israel as well.
Yeah, Noah's I can see, beautiful. I get that.
She is unreal.
Can we play the game? Right,
so in my dressing room the other day...
Don't tell me you met her.
No, because... Of course I've met Noah.
But of course.
Of course I know Noah.
My dressing room,
of course I've got an under.
My dressing room's next door to Noah, and because their song's called Unicorn, they got her all these balloons, and I'm sitting in my dressing room, and there's no ceilings in the dressing room, and just an inflatable unicorn fell on me, and I had to go and give it back.
That's Eurovision.
Yeah. Knocking at the door. Welcome. Yeah. Ireland's got the unicorn again.
I was like, babe, the unicorn's come over again.
We wanted to DM her.
I was going
to
let you DM her off my phone.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, right, and so basically you're getting
just
him
ring
to
her.
Do it.
What? Have you got another? I'm totally joking. Yeah.
I just saw the blood drain.
You can, if you want to DM her quick, like, I do follow her. Like,
I'm famous in Israel, actually.
Yeah. Do you know who doesn't follow me? Rylan Clark.
True.
Oh, George Bang.
That killed everything.
Yeah. Right, so we're going to let you DM
Noah.
Yeah, for me. And then.
What would you like me
Scott,
to say, Rob?
We need
to plot.
Finland, yeah, Joe? Because Joe's obsessed with Finland.
Yeah, but what am I going to say to
Finland?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know what he's going to say
to. Okay, so I'm going to say to Noah.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
Oh, my God, what? You're actually doing it?
Hi, babe.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Erev Tov, which is good evening.
Oh,
you
I'm going to sound
like. Do you want to DM Finland off mine?
I'm going to sound like such a stud.
Hi, babe, Erev Tov. Big fan of your song.
Yeah. Unicorn.
Could I borrow one of your outfits?
What do you want? Do you want hi mate or hi babe? Hi.
See, I normally would say babe, but babe. It depends on the context of this message.
I think we go with babe.
Okay.
Go. Yeah, definitely babe.
Mm-hmm. I'm borrowing an outfit.
Me nervously looking at the crew behind, like,
I'm borrowing an outfit.
Hi man.
Man is fine, yeah.
Not you.
Yeah, but I mean, are we going to be best friends? Could be, I don't
hun.
Know. Hun.
Hun.
Yeah, I'm.
Hun.
Hi, hun. How are you? What do you want? Can you just tell me what you want to say?
I just, yeah.
If it was you,
do you know
Ryan,
what we'll go with? Because I'm obsessed with the outfit. Yeah. Hi, hun. When you're done,
Ryland's still
performing.
Meet you. I would love to meet you when you're what?
Back in Finland.
When you're back in Finland.
Can you tell? You can just tell I don't talk to girls when you're people like
back
that.
In
first
Finland.
DM and everything. Oh, no.
I'm
about to send. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So I'm going to press send and then read it back to you.
Yeah, okay.
So let's do your one first. What have you got?
Hi, hon. How are you? This is Takaria. Yeah. We'd love to meet you when you're... I'm going to put finished with Eurovision.
Or finish with Eurovision.
When you finish.
FINISH.
When you... Hang on. Brackets.
Finish.
Okay.
With Eurovision.
Yeah.
Okay. With Eurovision. Big fan?
Big fan.
That's a bit weird.
No, big fan. It's funny.
Big fan
of the shoulders
of
the
everything
of
you
everything,
do. Of everything you do.
Carrier gave me some Carrier earrings last night. Yeah. Of just him dangling about.
You're
right.
Lying.
I'm sending out.
You've got a really cool
send.
Right, you need to face ID for me.
Unlock. Right.
Okay.
Oh, thank
it's done.
You.
I'm going to send the message to Noah now.
Let's hope we get some replies.
And this is
read
what
out.
It
read
says.
Out. Oh, you've too. Right. Okay. So he sends it and then reads it.
Yeah. Fun.
Okay.
Hi, babe. Erev Tov. Big fan of your song. Could I borrow one of your outfits for my drag show this evening? Lots of love, hun. XOXO. P.S. I think we're the same size. P.P.S. Can you set me up with the guy at the back of your performance? Love you.
Give me a switch.
Okay.
If there was ever, I can't say that word.
If you get that outfit, I mean, you'll be laughing, though. That'll go for money.
All I want is a DM back. I'm just going to have to, like...
Probably not.
What a first Eurovision moment for you as well. Mm. To have that message sent.
Thing is, she's got 1.5 million followers, so the chances of seeing it pretty slim.
I won't be surprised if I get blocked either.
Unfortunately.
But thank you for that.
I wanted to talk about Loreen's staging as well. Because the whole time my jaw was on the floor.
Mm. Unreal.
Like, it was so good. And the way the crowd erupted with Finland, they were right in front of us, and I was like, this is almost like a rave.
I think with Loreen, it's better on TV. But whereas Finland is more of a show in the arena as well.
Finland felt like a rave, didn't it?
Yeah. But Loreen on telly looks incredible.
Because they're going all around with the cameras, aren't they?
Yeah. Like,
poor blokes.
It's, it's probably a bit weird in the arena because she's in this box.
Yeah.
Type stuff.
On TV, which is the main audience, it works.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, and that's why the votes are always split in the grand final between the public vote and the jury vote. So the jury vote are in every single country, like songwriters, stuff like that, that sit there. I think Loreen is going to do unreal with the jury vote.
Yeah.
And I think Carrier is going to do unreal with the public.
Yeah.
But when they join, then you work out the score.
Do you think it's like fair that obviously Loreen won, didn't she, already?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And now she's back in.
Yeah, because they have to go through exactly the same process. Yeah. There's no preferential treatment. So an act will go on stage, they have half an hour for their first rehearsal. If you're not finished during that half hour, you are off. You are then put in the viewing room, which is all behind closed doors, for half an hour. You get to watch back, make changes.
No.
At that 30 minutes, there is literally like Carol Vorderman going, outside. You're out. It doesn't matter if you're a former winner or you're 16 and brand new to, like Victor, and brand new to the competition. Like, everyone,
it's like Hunger Games, isn't it?
And she is Katniss. She is going back for the
No, for real.
What did you think when Croatia, like...
Well, we had a bet, didn't we?
It mad, wasn't it?
They are the nicest guys.
I bet.
You could ever wish to meet. They are so sweet, so lovely. And we were at the opening ceremony. We had a little party afterwards. And people were just getting under their like big skirts and just popping out. Like they were just, they're just really nice guys.
Loads
and
of fun.
For a viewer last night, they would have watched Croatia and thought, oh my God, what is going on here?
Yeah. Mm.
But actually, like they've been together for like 20 odd years, 30 years actually.
Famous.
And they're like really big, like LGBT advocates. Oh, like they really fight for what's right. The song is actually about anti-war, even though they're, But it's actually, anyway, they're really, really nice guys.
Yeah.
But
it's
I do think now they're in the final.
Yeah.
I had a bet with you last night. Mm-hmm. I think now we're in the final, we might see more than we bargained for on BBC.
See, we were talking about this, do you think?
Yeah,
I know what they're like. They're sort of, they're anarchists.
They've got form on this.
They've got form.
They have got completely naked before.
In interviews and done things.
Yeah. They have.
Oh, wow. Well,
so good luck, guys.
We will be tuning in.
Yeah,
we will
keep an eye out on Croatia. Yeah. They might poke your eye out. What did you also think of like Alicia having a bit of a rap last night?
Oh, my goodness.
They're amazing hosts, aren't they?
We need to talk about this.
You don't know how hard it was not to press that button and go, answer! I mean, did actually do it at the top of the show. Yeah, so that's true. But no, I mean, we know how to put on a show in the UK. Like BBC Studios and the rest of the team have literally thrown everything at this show. And if semi one is anything to go by, semi two is going to be fantastic. Yeah. And the final is just going
to
be out this
week. Are you going to the final?
No,
we're actually watching it from my Ibiza.
From Ibiza.
Oh, sure. I feel really bad for you.
Yeah. Poor you.
It's not Tel Aviv, is it?
Poor you.
That's why I've got my linen on.
Yeah, nice.
Because I just thought I'd prep now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's fuming,
I don't think you like that, Joe.
I'm so annoyed that they're going to Ibiza.
Why? The commentary will be in Spanish.
Oh, like a doubt, red like a guy. Oh no, what was that? Yep. I thought I was saying something rude then. But I wasn't.
Me staring at the camera like, come on.
It was just directions.
Is it actually like, what is it like though in your little commentary box stuff? I think that is fun.
We've got a nice one this year.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a nice one this year.
It's the best job in the world.
Yeah,
and this is my favourite week of the whole year.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's better than Christmas.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like gay Christmas, kind of, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Gay Christmas. That's,
there
that's
is also
news.
Like it's like I was just trying to think of what I can say, what I can't say. Yeah. It's kind of like Mighty Hoopla Festival on like steroids here. Like everyone going, it's just good vibes.
Yeah.
It is like the gay Olympics are in.
But it is like
that's all right. Yeah.
But do you know what? Even though we say that and we joke like we're gay guys, like we can say that. But genuinely, I did say we.
Oh, sorry. I do mean,
well,
don't worry. Let's hope Noah gets back to you. genuinely, Eurovision is for everyone.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether you are 9 years old or 90 years old.
That's what I mean. Like, it's so diverse. Walking through Liverpool today, you meet like 16-year-olds that are into it. But then there's some old ladies that like, I met them today and they were like, oh, Scott, we come all the way from Brighton.
Yeah.
So it's for everyone.
Yeah.
And as long as you come at it with love and a bit of respect for it,
love, peace, absolutely. Peace.
Everyone is welcome.
It does really grab you though, because I went in there last night and I thought, oh, it's preferred. Like, obviously, I've watched Eurovision before, but I've never been to one. Yeah. I thought, am I going to enjoy this?
Lesson.
And then he's got videos of me like on the railings. Like, do you know what I mean? You get right into it.
And the thing is, now that you've been to one,
that's it.
You'll always watch.
Well, this is what I'm concerned
about.
You're
going to get FOMO now.
We'll be there every year.
I'm going to get hooked.
You need to keep this TikTok going, you know what I mean?
We're just
speak to the right people once a year.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
TikTok, bring him back next year.
If you're watching, which I know they are in the other room. Also, Rita Ora's performance.
Yes.
We were saying before you guys came in that it was almost like Super Bowl-esque with that little mashup and the amount of dancers that came out of nowhere as well.
57
57 dancers.
Shut up.
Yeah, but this is normal for us. You know, we had Madonna in Tel Aviv, Justin Timberlake. Like, people are now realising that Eurovision isn't what it maybe was perceived as in the sort of early to late noughties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Eurovision is the biggest music show on the planet and people get majorly famous from it. Mm. And we see, like, we're joking about Noah Carell from Israel. She is one of Israel's biggest pop stars. Mm. Like, countries send they're massive people to Eurovision. Because, like, you look at people like Måneskin, you know, getting Grammys and stuff like this. Like, it's not just, you know, Scooch flying the flag, like it's what not. People think it is, as much as we love Scooch. Apparently, Gemini were performing in John Lewis earlier. I can't believe it. Like, it's all going on in Liverpool.
It's like a fever dream.
If you're someone like Justin Timberlake, right, you're like, where's the best place to, which it was Can't Stop the Feeling, right?
To flog my new song.
Where's the best place I could perform my new song? So the biggest audience, 160 million people on Eurovision.
Yeah.
Nuts, isn't it?
I was saying earlier, so I feel like artists are like, let's get the gays involved. Like, I feel like it's always like, oh, you know, we want this to chart. Bring in the gays. Honestly, that's how I feel like it's been. But, so what are your plans, you know, after the final? Have you got any...
Oh, actually, I do know your plan, which I'll be there, obviously, because I'm stuck to you. Like a your DJ.
I am DJing.
Oh,
you're
We're going to have
a party. You're going to be there.
We're going to have a nice little party for May, obviously, to celebrate May. We do it every year with our act. And Scott's going to DJ. I'll be rolling around on the floor. Probably with May, to be honest. And yeah, that's our plan for the final. But we always say every year we never plan anything.
No.
We never plan because day to day, I mean, this year we are working more than we normally do because obviously we're host country, no shade.
Let me go out. I heard about Euro Club last night from May as well. Is that the place?
Have you not been?
No.
I have.
Maybe tonight. There's a show, isn't there? Really?
Rise like a
phoenix. We're going out.
You only got Eurovision in Liverpool once.
You never know.
Who do you guys honestly think, though, like, will win?
Are you allowed to say this?
No. However, I have the official party line.
Okay, go.
No, it's fine. I've got this.
Well, as United Kingdom commentators, we obviously are behind our girl Mae Muller and got all of our fingers crossed. Looking at the fan favourites as it currently stands, we do believe that potentially it could be quite a Nordic Scandi heavy top five. However, we do see a lot of changes between semi one and semi two once the public see the staging, and we look forward to seeing who will win the Eurovision Song
Contest. I feel like I just watched a little Britain sketch.
Yeah, it was like that.
That was good.
Well, thank you.
The next station is Liverpool Centre.
So good.
Oh my god.
What's it like though for you on final day? Your schedule, like,
crazy.
Is it just mental?
As Carrier says, crazy party.
It's crazy party. There's a lot going on.
But you wouldn't change it for the world.
This year it's actually even busier. I'm hosting the one show Saturday night before the final. But the one show for Eurovision finishes at 8 as the Eurovision starts. So I believe, I don't know if this is true.
You're being carried.
But yes, the last 10 minutes is me basically being like carried through the arena up to the box. Because my heels are that big.
Yeah, but imagine if you could have told childhood Rylan that I'm going to be carried from the one show up
the
stairs.
It's like the second coronation of the week.
I'm sorry, that sounds like every gay guy's dream.
Rylan's going to be carried through the arena. I'm not doing the stairs.
Confetti cannons. Just get like some topless guys covered in gold.
I don't quite mean, I'm just going to do it all backstage now and just be like, no, I can't, I'm too shy. Don't look at me, I'm shy.
I'm obsessed with that. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on.
Cheers.
Honestly, it's been a pleasure.
Legends. Happy first Eurovision.
Thank you. George, how nice was Scott and Rylan? I just had the best time ever.
I know you did because you fancy Rylan. Next up, we have Kyron and Ayame.
I can just see our guests coming in now.
We've had two very beautiful, lovely people come in.
We have
Kyron and Ayame. Hello.
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 Hello. Come see me.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
How are you? Oh,
God.
Sorry.
Hello, babe.
Hi.
You all right?
How are you?
I didn't see you at breakfast this morning.
With your three sausages.
How are we? You've got your mum in as well.
I know.
What's going on?
She's upstairs, trapped in the room.
Is she?
Is she getting ready? Yeah, pretty much. Well, no, not really.
Guys, do you like this? Do you like all this?
It's very really nice. Bright.
Cool, isn't it?
Yes.
So bright.
I'm surprised you didn't come in with like 50 lanyards on, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I should have. They're actually at home. They're a very sacred item.
Don't travel with them.
They might get stolen. Then what would I do? How was your journey to Liverpool, by the way? On the train, smooth?
I didn't train it.
Did you not?
I drove. I drove.
How long was the drive?
Yeah, 4 hours. 4 hour drive. It didn't feel like that though, because I was playing Britney, but and all of the Eurovision songs. And,
so you're enjoying the mic?
Which ones?
Yeah. I feel like Britney. Could you hear me say I feel like Britney?
No, but
Crazy. Sorry.
I thought the exact same thing. I was born to do this. I wanted them to cut the cameras so I could rise up. Like, you know, like when they're under the stage and they're like five. Four, and then I was going to come up on my knees with a clicked, and everyone would have known that I'm 26 and decrepit. So. Yeah.
No, but that's why they have to lift a thing.
Yeah,
so you don't actually have
we
to...
don't have the budget for that.
Oh.
Midfield there.
Yeah. Skinny queen.
So, obviously, your mum is a massive Eurovision fan.
She's huge.
And I learned that last night.
Sorry. She's a huge fan. Sorry.
She did not just call your mum.
She's a huge fan. Stop it. I love you, mum.
That was so out of pocket.
I'm so sorry. I meant she's a huge fan. And then I realised because I said she's huge. She's a great fan.
If you're just tuning in, we're live.
And a fan.
My bag.
She's a great girl. Love you, mum, so much. Yeah. But yeah, no, she's a massive fan. She's a huge fan.
And Karen, how long have you been a fan for? Is it like a kind of thing forever or recent?
No, I got introduced to Eurovision like 2 years ago.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Three years.
Wow. Fine. Similar to us, we're quite recent as well. Yeah. Like, we were very into Sam Ryder last year. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's better when they're doing well. I know everyone hates us for saying that, but
it's true, isn't
you
it?
Root for them better if you know they're doing well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And live, it's unreal. You'll love it.
Like, I can't wait.
It's a massive party, really
weird.
Weren't it?
It's weird seeing it, like, actually in life. You know?
You okay?
But your mum was loving it as well. Like, when she saw Conchita, I've never seen anyone so excited.
She cried.
She saw your video.
Yeah, because Conchita's like her, like, idol. Like, she actually used to listen to Rise Like a Phoenix. Like, it was literally a him. Aww. It was crazy. Aww. Love her.
I love that. So what did you think of last night's performances, though?
It was great. Was my favourite was Serbia, because it was like an Evanescence-y vibe. I say that to everyone, because it was like it's like really like, you know what I mean?
That'll do it.
Did you not like Finland and stuff?
I did. It was fun, but it's basically like, it's like a proper Eurovision-y song. Like, they always have like a... Yeah.
Can you give us a bit? Because I wasn't there, so I need to...
It just basically is like... Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Oh, yeah.
Basically like that.
That was it. Yeah, it was great. I have a question on here, but I don't know if I can ask you, but I'm going to ask you anyway, but please don't hate me for asking. How are you ready to enjoy your first single Eurovision?
Yes. Yeah. I had to think about that a lot. I am. I'm ready to enjoy it. Do you know what? I actually love staying in a hotel room on my own, so...
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
My
it's like a retreat.
It's huge in this hotel room, by the way. I thought it was because I was really small, but it's like...
Yeah, the bath. I had a bath today.
The bath's huge.
Yeah.
First one of the week. No.
Joe?
Oh, it was a joke.
Oh, okay. I thought it was real.
Jesus Christ, George. Breakfast.
If you guys could sing like a song in Eurovision, what song would it be? What would you do? Would you do like a mellow thing and have you be the only person there with a light on you? Or would you be like, cha-cha-cha?
No, I want dancing.
Be nuts. A mental...
I'd want dancing. I'd want to be exactly, basically like what Spain was and Israel...
Okay.
Spain was of course he did.
Sorry. He
no,
loved
stunning.
It. He ran
stunning
back to his room last night. I had no idea what was going on. He was like, I love Israel. I was like, okay.
Sorry.
Watch the video again.
But no, she's great, isn't she? So you'd be more upbeat. What would you do?
I would do like, I would have like a theme tune that's like around Antarctica.
Sing
and I just have loads of penguins
Antarctica.
On stage. Yeah, I'd have loads of penguins on stage, and then it comes down with me from the ceiling, just like this. That's what I do.
And
that
whole song.
It's just one note. One continuous note, just going up and down,
and
down.
What would the note be?
Oh.
It would start there, and it would probably end like, oh, finish.
You can't go higher. No, vibrato?
You have to finish on a big one, on a big high note.
No.
Whoa.
That was good, wasn't it?
I think I could bust out a whistle note.
If we win...
Easily.
Oh.
What, England?
Oh, no, I was going to say, if England win, if the UK win Eurovision, can you do a TikTok of you singing, I wrote a song?
Yeah.
Just the entire thing.
Where do I need to do it? I'll go abroad for it. Tell me a country.
If we win,
you'll get a holiday out of it, basically.
I've got to pay for it, so.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Well, go to Finland or something, I don't know.
Finland.
Oh yeah, whoever wins, why don't you go to the country of... Oh no, we win.
The second person, that's kind of rubbing it in though, no?
I don't
you
think we'll
on the
though.
Doorstep.
Is that bad?
Just going...
Just run this song.
What song would you sing, Yami? What would it be?
I don't know. I feel like I don't know.
I could see you doing
we
like,
were asking this yesterday, actually, weren't we?
I could see you doing like a Whitney song or something.
Why?
Girl! The big lungs.
You saying I'm talented?
Girl!
I am!
No, I was going to ask, if, from anyone you know, maybe like more in the creator economy, you know, on TikTok, who would be voted to represent the UK next year, right? Who would you choose?
I choose Maddie.
We said
yeah,
that.
We literally
said that.
Thinking that.
We said she'd have to do the tongue the whole time.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
How fun would
her
that
her song
be?
Would be called Love You.
Oh my God, yeah.
She just like slides down from the back of the stage on a massive tongue.
Love you, love you. Just going up to everyone in the crowd.
You know a video that's talking about Barcelona? She'd be like, talking about Spain and be like, from Barcelona. Sorry. Anyway, she's our favourite.
She'd kill it.
I'm obsessed.
I've actually got some Eurovision facts for you guys, by the way.
Ooh. I know them all.
Is it a quiz or a fact?
Actually, we can turn it into a quiz.
No.
You tried
oh my God, that'd be so fun.
Okay, well, let me
I'm really competitive.
Nah, I'm going on.
Okay. Do you know how to do this?
That was really hard.
I don't get that.
Absolutely smashed that.
Did you know?
That's actually really funny.
Right, so who is the most successful person, people from Eurovision?
So ABBA.
Ever to come out?
ABBA.
Country?
No.
Oh.
Act. Artist.
ABBA.
Yeah, it is.
That's not a fact.
That is a fact.
Everyone knows ABBA.
That's factual.
Is a fact.
Yeah, but that, like, it's like everyone knows that fact.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. In 2001, the largest audience ever attended the Eurovision Song Contest.
Where was
How
it?
Many?
How many people was it?
Does anyone know where it was?
Wembley can do like 90,000.
No,
capacity.
More than that. Oh, full what capacity?
No, yeah. Like it's in the stadium.
So yeah, but I'm comparing it to like Wembley. Wembley can hold 90,000.
Yeah, but we didn't have it in Wembley.
I know.
It was somewhere in Wembley. Like,
also, I don't.
And it's not. It was.
Oh no!
It wasn't in a football stadium or anything. Liquid. It was in like an arena.
Arena.
Oh. Yeah, so yeah. I'm gonna say.
O2. What's the football one? What's the football one in Spain? Camp Nou.
No, but that's a football stadium. I said an
arena.
Yeah,
but it's huge.
Isn't
that an arena?
The O2 is an.
You gotta think. Like it's never gonna be in
200,000 people.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
To attend.
Yeah.
How many? 600,000?
200,000.
I didn't even know the stadiums that held that.
Okay, 300,000.
She don't know what she's talking about.
Okay, it was 38,000.
Slow week.
I was thinking, oh, Wembley, you're going, it's an arena. I think it's going to be more.
No, arenas are smaller. And I think like this one's quite small, isn't it?
That holds like a couple of thousand, I think.
No, couple of thousand. There's a couple of thousand in my row. Are you joking?
Yeah, George.
Yeah.
Girl.
George.
Paul. Do you know?
This is my favourite question.
No, I'm not going to answer.
No, please.
I'm just gonna ask
it because it's so funny. This question's on the paper, okay. But there's no.
Wait, I'm going to ask a proper question.
Can I give you that?
Yeah, of course.
Sorry. I'm going to ask a proper question.
Okay.
Why did Eurovision get into the Guinness World Record books?
This is a good question.
Can you give us a clue?
So, like, no, I'd probably give it away.
Okay.
No, give us a clue.
tell us now.
Tell me.
What's it about?
Do you not know the answer?
I do know the answer.
Yeah, but what's it about? Is it like people? Is it about countries? It's about.
It's about Eurovision.
Jesus. Are you joking?
It's about.
Most people that have voted for something?
No.
Okay.
That was a good guess, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's like, just that's what I mean. It's about Eurovision.
Longest running TV. Really? Really?
Yeah,
really?
Girl. Yep, that's right. That's correct. That is correct.
It's the longest running TV. Correct.
Right. Do you want to hear this question that we've got written down?
I'm obsessed with this because you might know the answer because we definitely don't.
I've got a feeling something's missing.
I love it. Can I read it?
No, let me read it.
Okay, right. It's funny.
Crazy.
Okay.
So the question is.
The road you see behind the camera going. Oh no.
The question is.
Go on.
Did you know Bonnie Tyler, Cliff Richard, and Olivia Newton-John? That's the question.
Yes.
All performed at Eurovision.
I don't know. We don't have the rest of the question.
I know.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Well, did you know that Celine Dion also performed?
Yes, she did.
Was that her entrance?
No.
Here's the thing. Do you want to hear a fact, actually? I have a fact.
Okay, hit me.
You know the performer actually doesn't have to be from the country. There has to be one person on stage that's from the country. Should I just take over?
Yeah.
Should I actually be... Hi.
Sorry.
There has to
You're
be,
lying.
No, like, so Ukraine... This may not be a fact. I'm actually... Don't... you came You're right live.
I feel like we're going to have some...
No, I think the Ukrainian artist that's singing is not actually from Ukraine, okay. But the people performing around him are Ukrainian.
Can we confirm that behind
Can
the camera
Can we please
fact-check
that before I get cancelled?
There is some frantic typing behind the camera right now.
Yeah.
Your agent's like, everyone in the room, cut the camera!
I'm right.
Oh, no, my God.
But, you know, you don't actually have to be... The main performer doesn't have to be from the country.
Yeah.
I never do
that. That's why Celine Dion performed for somewhere.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in and watching this Not My Bag live special with Ryland, Scott Mills, Kyron and Ayame.
Joe, how funny was that? That was one of my favourites, I think.
I know, and it's because you fancy Ayame, don't
you? Oh, we've got to stop this.
Anyway, next up, we have the amazing Sam Ryder popping in to have a chat.
Guys, oh, look who's just turned up. Come on in. Come on. Am I interrupting?
I love the outfit.
Hello, how are you?
You smell great.
Oh, yeah, mate, thank you so much. Great. I just literally ran over from the rain.
Take a seat.
Well, we're here now. I've got my Britney mic on.
You are. Do you like that? That's what everyone calls it. Yeah, I'm loving
says it.
It,
don't they? Yeah.
You're probably used to wearing mics like that, aren't you?
No, this has become...
Is this fancy? Like,
well, no, this seems to be the new thing.
Oh.
Like, since all the shows and interviews here, like, everyone's putting these mics on. Hurt your ears. Absolutely.
You like
well,
them?
They're not
right.
Yeah, I hate it,
Fine.
Actually.
See, I'm not very good. I wobble them about a bit when I've got a microphone. Not that I'm a natural born singer.
Yeah, not
like yourself. You know what I mean?
I'll change that by the end of this.
Only in the shower, do you know what I mean?
Oh, I can't wait for these singing lessons to come.
How have you been, though?
Fantastic, mate. How have you guys been?
Yeah, really good. Thank you for coming on.
Good. This is our first ever Eurovision.
Yeah.
But you've watched it before, right?
Yeah, but only
you, really. You were the one.
But listen, right, all right, be honest. When did you tune in last year to the actual show? Was it when it was starting to go off on Twitter or something?
No.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
I remember we were sat watching the final with you and it was so funny because me and George were just like, what is going on here? It's great. Like, we love it now. We're hooked, but it's so
cool. Isn't it great? It's amazing, man. It's so cool, like, to see, like, the younger generation, like, the kids getting involved in it and, like, getting stoked about this thing that has been around for, well, seemingly forever, but...
Nearly 70 years.
Now it's here. Yeah.
67 years it's been around.
Yeah.
It's
Do you want to know a cool fact in the whole time,
I've
right?
got facts, but here.
No, mate, yeah, forget about them. Watch this.
Chuck them,
right?
Chuck
in the 67 years, it's been... Look at me. In the 67 years, it's been going. Not one person that's been at the side of the stage about to go on has bottled it, ever.
Really?
In all those contestants, and you're always playing in front of millions, like hundreds of millions of people.
Yeah,
really? No one's ever been like, I can't do it, can't go out. Everyone goes out.
Well, May said there's meant to be 160 million people watching the final on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a ton of people.
I probably would be that one person.
That is a ton of people. That is definitely a ton of people.
My niece would be.
I'd probably be that one person who wouldn't be able to go on. I can't lie. And I'd let it down.
I have faith in you, mate. Next year when you go
next
for it, all right?
Year, it's coming. It's coming. So how long have you been up in Liverpool so far? Like,
feels like about 10 years, but Monday.
Okay, so not
but
too long.
A good 10 years, the best 10 years of my life.
Like, I love Liverpool.
It's wicked, isn't it?
It's really cool.
Everyone's just, like the atmosphere is perfect, like setting for Eurovision because everyone's just incredibly welcoming and it's just a kind vibe here. Like,
yeah. Well, I've never been before, but yeah. George. Yeah.
Second
George
time
has.
Here, but it's very different experience for something like this. It feels like a massive festival.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we went.
Northerners are so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you're lovely too, so I'm guessing you're loving this.
No, I love it. No, it's great.
Loving
this. Yeah.
But it was, we went to watch semi final one, and it was unreal, weren't it? It was like a massive party. We watched Finland. They were unreal, cha-cha-cha.
Yeah,
so
coming out of the books.
Yeah, we saw Loreen. It was really, really good.
Loreen, the whole stadium was like, I've never seen people go off like that.
Yeah.
It was like Beyonce. Like,
it's a heroic performance, man. Like I mean, she's a veteran. She knows what she's doing. She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of amazing talent on that stage this year.
Yeah.
Would you ever be like, you know what, I'm going to do it again for the UK?
Who knows? Loreen obviously said, like, never say never, and I'd probably say the same thing, but what I would say is that a year is a preciously sort of short but also long amount of time for new emerging talent. Mm. So I think it's like in the UK, we've got a lot of catching up to do and we're seemingly in like a really good spot with Eurovision now.
Yeah.
So it'd be amazing to celebrate the plethora of diverse talent that we have here. So every year is incredibly like precious in that regard to get someone new to go and do their thing and take to that stage.
We've really upped our game. It was mainly since you though, making your head bigger and bigger and bigger.
No,
you were the one brought
honestly,
it back for
I gotta
us.
Put a sock in that straight away because there was a team of us like 10-15 people. It was a tight-knit little sort of conspiratorial crew last year against all odds. that we made that happen. We had no expectation that it was that it was in the stars or that it would come to pass. But we all held each other up. We stayed positive. We went through the whole process with as much grace as we could. And
it was nuts.
And it was wicked. It was like nuts. we just retain that optimism, like regardless of where we were going to finish on the night, we knew that the opportunity would lay in the build up to it, and like showing ourselves as true fans of this thing, and whatever was going to happen was going to happen. Then we sat on the sofa and the points started coming in. We couldn't believe it. I fell over.
Well, that's the thing that I remember most vividly is like
we got points. Yeah, the camera.
More and more, and then I was like to my mum,
we had to stop saying it because it came off wrong.
I was like we're going up again, and then you go up another place, and I'm like we're going up again. But like what was it like last year for you? How did it start? How did you kind of get like approached?
Yeah, because we're interested in this, to see what the start of your Eurovision journey was when you got selected to...
Well, So Spaceman was written a year and a half before I even got the phone call to do Eurovision.
Okay.
And let me tell you, there weren't a rush to the door to go and do Eurovision. It was an open goal. Anyone could really, if they wanted to do it, because it was seen as a poison chalice. Right. And rightly so, arguably, because a lot of like amazing artists had gone to do it. For whatever reason, who knows why, it didn't work out. Bottom of the table or whatever, or like not necessarily like setting the world on fire points-wise, which, you know, is only half the... We can't get half into that. We haven't got enough time. But, music to music, points are points. But anyway, someone somewhere along the line heard the song Spaceman and they were like, this would be a wicked Eurovision song.
Sure.
And then I got a phone call saying, hey, someone in the Eurovision team has heard it, they'd like it to be a Eurovision song. And I was like, oh, I love Eurovision.
Yeah.
Like, I've been a fan for years, man. Like, but I never thought that it'd be sort of in my future.
Yeah.
So it felt in that moment in time, I remember being pulled over in the car and thinking to myself, like, do I do this?
Yeah.
And because my heart was saying, oh my God, I'm a massive fan, let's do it. And then my brain kicked in straight away and was like, you'll ruin your career. You'll come last. You'll kill everything that you've worked for and you'll never be seen again, you know?
Yeah. So
but I was like,
nah,
I'm not listening to that. I'm not going to let your enthusiasm overcome your fear.
You know?
And then once you've done that, was it just like full steam ahead? Like,
yeah. Well, the thing is, camps, like, I was a bit...
Things like that.
I was a bit like tricky with the, because I knew that if I went back to them straight away, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I know what these people are like.
He's right, keen.
In the street. No, what it is, they'll put you to work straight away.
Right.
You know, I bet you guys know the situation. If you say yes to something, I know what these people are like. They'll be an interview the next day. You'll be on Good Morning Britain, like, before you've even, like, got out of your bathrobe.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, so I don't actually have a bathrobe,
funny enough. But before I got out of my crochet. So I was like, I was on a tour at the time, first ever headline tour, coming out of lockdown and all that sort of stuff. A lot of the reason that tour even existed was because of TikTok and like singing in my shed for lockdown and that.
Because you're the most followed artist on TikTok, is that right?
I don't know. I haven't
last
checked
last time
lately,
I
am
te-
I?
Oh, you were.
Don't check. We
you
are.
Were.
We are. Yeah.
You were.
Which is still mental.
Which is still mental.
Grace, who are we close to? Who's now? Go on, speak.
UK.
In the UK. Do we still have it?
UK artists. You're the most.
See,
I knew
good.
I had that.
Listen, Ed,
up there.
I know you're watching this. He always tunes into these lives, all right, Ed? You'll probably have it next week, but
but no, like that is incredible.
That's still really, really
that is incredible.
Mate, we've like held onto it with the tips of our fingers for a while.
So did you come up via TikTok then? Is that what started it for you?
Yeah, I was singing in the corner of my shed over lockdown, and that all sort of started going well. And we had this headline tour in the UK that was sold out. So all of these things were like looking up, and then when you got posed the question of doing Eurovision, you were like, it's all going well, do I risk it? And so I chose to risk it because I'm a fan of it. And to say no, then you've got to live with yourself saying, knowing
like,
that you've said no to something that you love because you're worried about the perception of other people, and I don't want to live like that.
I also feel like, obviously, getting asked to do Eurovision is like a once in a lifetime thing, really. Because as you said, there's so much talent coming through. Yeah. So like, for you to turn that down, you probably would be kicking yourself. Like, why didn't I do it? But it obviously worked out.
Yeah.
We came second, the best we've done in years and years and years. Yeah. And the whole experience was just amazing. Do you know what I mean? To watch it, you were in Turin, weren't you?
Yes, Turin.
How was that?
Oh, amazing. Italy, boiling up. Absolutely roasting.
And you were like in your spaceman suit now.
Well, I was in my pants before that. And listen, I was laying down in the dressing room, and it was the day before the final. So we were that evening, we were playing the jury final, which if you know Eurovision, like, that's important.
Yeah.
You need to, like, do well on that show. And I just had my rehearsal before that, and it went terribly. My in-ears weren't working. It was boiling hot, and I don't do well in the heat because I'm Irish. And so, like, I don't sound it, but I am. And then, so I was laying down in my dressing room, literally in my pants with a soaking wet towel. I don't know what I'm doing here. But with a soaking wet towel over my face. And then there was a knock on the door, and Graham Norton pops his head in, and I'm like,
Oh, okay.
This
first time
we'd met. No way. That's so good. What a story that is as well.
That's so when was like the first time you actually started singing and you were like, I'm quite good at this?
Well, thank you.
Last week.
I started singing when I was a kid, like when I was in primary school. I remember first time singing in front of people was S Club 7, Reach for the Stars.
I got
bullied bad after that, I'm going to tell you. They let me have it.
Oh, what a song, though. What a banger. Wait, so who was your like favourite artist growing up?
When I was old enough to actually make my own choices, do you know what I mean? Because you listen to your parents' music. My parents, thankfully, had like wicked taste in music. But when I started listening and like buying my own records, like Sum 41 were one of my favourite bands, and they just announced that they're splitting up, which is gutting. But big up Sum 41. If Derek's watching this, I'm sure he isn't.
Big up Derek.
Yeah.
Big up Derek.
I'll see you, Del.
So what's like? Because I always remember back at like the first single I ever bought. Mine was Crazy in Love by Beyonce. And then
that's a good one.
I know. And then it was the Dangerously in Love like album after that.
Yeah.
But because I don't know, because we talk about this because George is 6 years younger. Because I remember going into the record shop and buying it with my mum, like with the CDs.
Yeah.
I don't even like.
I just don't like. I don't.
You never got the experience.
I never went into anywhere.
That's so sad.
I've never been crate digging.
No,
it's so much fun.
Yeah. I'm just more like.
Oh, mate, it makes you insufferable. It's great. if you dig for your vinyl and then you can tell everyone that you do.
I love a CD. Speaking of.
Yeah. Oh,
look at that.
Do you like what you did there?
It's almost like we knew you were coming.
Do you have like any rituals or anything that when you go to perform you're like, right, I've got to wear these special pants, I don't know, do you know what I mean? Or like make sure you don't speak for 2 hours before so you know you've got the vocals.
I do actually try and shut up before I sing, which I'm not doing now. But Mario Kart, it's a good one.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Relaxes you?
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't relax me at all.
I was going to say, gets your height.
So stressed. But yeah, that's usually after the show. But before, a lot of ginger tea, a lot of warm-ups. Just try and listen to music that makes me feel like...
Feel good.
Feel hyped up and yeah, just like ready to put your offering out there on the table musically, you know?
Nice.
What was it like standing there? About to walk on and do Spaceman like last year, were you just like, it's now or never sort of thing? Did you have any nerves kick in?
You know what? You've got to be well careful with your mindset there because you, like, we all have romanticized sadness or like pressure before, right?
Yeah,
so, like, sometimes, let's say you're going through a breakup and you put on the saddest music imaginable and you almost like picture yourself in some like heartbreak film, and you can do the same with pressure. You can like be about to walk on stage and saying to yourself, that's it. This is my Rocky Balboa moment. I'm going to walk out there. This is it. And if you do that, I guarantee you'll mess it up.
Yeah.
You'll trip even on your shoelace or something like that, or you'll fumble the first word. You've got to, for me at least, all I can speak is my experience is that you've got to relinquish control first and foremost, because that gets rid of your ego. And you just trust that the years that you've been doing something will come to support you
and
hold you up. And also remember and keep telling yourself over and over and over, it's through you, it's not of you.
Mm.
So you're not stepping out onto that stage hoping that you receive any kind of blessing or adoration from total strangers. The blessing and the gratitude should be aimed at the fact that you're there in the first place.
Yeah, and I feel you. Well, on the topic of George saying you perform in Spaceman, did you ever want to be an astronaut?
Yeah, I did actually. And I remember, right, embarrassing on this, but
when I was
really, really, really young,
I remember
I remember saying to my mum, like as a kid, like, "Oh, Ma, I want to be an astronaut, but I don't want to leave you behind." Like,
Would you love to go to space?
Mate, I remember being 16 lives yesterday.
Do you know what? If I said that to mum now, she'd be like, just go. Just head off. Do you know what I mean?
I've actually got a space quiz here.
Got
a couple of questions for you. So,
Okay,
and
right.
You've got the answers.
I've got the answers, right? Yeah. So we need to... I'm actually going to give them to you then as well. It's been a long hard week at Eurovision, I'll tell you that.
If you get any of these, fair play, because I'm not a space guy myself, but...
You're not a space guy yourself?
Well, like, I don't really...
I would assume not.
That should have been the song, shouldn't it?
Yeah, space guy.
Written by George Vane. Right, so name the planets in order from the sun.
Oh, come off it.
That is hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's really
hard. There's a poem about swimming under a pier, isn't there?
I didn't write these questions.
Right, it's definitely Mercury...
Oh, yeah.
In the sun.
Yeah.
And then I reckon it's Venus.
And then Mars.
Yeah, wow.
And then...
Don't try and fry him off.
I think it is Mars.
And then the sun?
Is it?
That's Earth.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, obviously.
And then Mars.
And then it will be the asteroid belt.
Yeah, Jupiter. Yeah.
I thought you were going, Jupiter. But yeah, asteroid belt, then Jupiter, then it's Saturn, then it's Neptune.
Uranus.
Nah, Uranus.
Is Uranus even a planet anymore?
Yeah, no, Pluto's not a planet.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do well at school, did I? So,
yeah. Well, you are Uranus.
Give me a break.
I love that you didn't do well at school so much that you had to ask someone else that you didn't do. No, I didn't do well at school, did I?
That's how bad.
That's how bad things have gone.
All right, fine. We did do bad.
I think we kind of fell apart on that, but I weren't counting.
Which planet is named after the Roman god of war?
Mars.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah. I wouldn't have a Scooby.
I wouldn't know that.
No idea. Which planet has a day which lasts 8 months?
That's a long
day.
That's
how
my hangover feels.
What a long day.
I was going to say Eurovision week for you.
Yeah. I'm going to just guess Jupiter.
It's Venus.
Cool. I don't blame you. That was hard. Which force bends light ray travelling through the universe? Does that even make sense?
Let me have a read it out.
Which force bends
light rays?
Bends light rays. Gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're from Essex, aren't you?
Yeah.
How do you know the...
This is good. You're making us look really
smart. I didn't even go to kegs, mate.
I was going to say. It's screaming kegs what you're doing right now.
No chance.
Yeah.
What is the largest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
Yep.
Okay, you. I feel like you.
Mate, I'm the like spaceman.
I feel like these are cracker questions, though.
No, but
these
I feel like questions. Sam played this down at the start and was like, "Oh, this is gonna be really hard." Yeah. He's like, "Bam, bam, bam." What is the name of the first man on the moon? I just still don't know.
This is a trick, isn't it?
No.
Everyone's behind the camera, nodding.
I don't know this. Armstrong.
Yeah, but I don't know if it was. Can you give us a clue?
That's what I've got.
They said it was.
That's literally what I've got on here.
That's what you got. Fantastic. But I thought it was a trick question.
Yeah, I know there's that stuff that he wasn't.
I thought someone else might like, as he was getting out, someone's went, excuse Neil.
I would have done
that. I would have done
that. I would have pulled Joe back.
I would have been like, hi, Mum.
Hey, Neil, you forgot your...
Yeah. Oh, your lunch is on the side.
Forgot your flag. Forgot your flag.
What year did the first man walk the moon?
60... Do I need to go on, or can I just finish at 69?
Same year. year that my mum was born. Yeah. Hi, Mum, she's watching. She'll hate that I've just said that. Love you.
Wait, what's this last one? That's hard. What colour is the moon's surface?
Grey, isn't it?
Yeah, that's...
Wait, what? Wait, so, wait, tell me.
Skin
wait,
yesterday wait. Morning.
What colour is the moon's surface? And I've got dark. Anyway,
I just wanted to go back to it quick. What has been your highlight of your career for you? Because it's been a whirlwind, hasn't it, really? Especially the last 18 months for you.
It's been wicked, man.
It's been nuts.
I think there was a moment last year, it's hard to pick one, because like you think we did Eurovision, we came straight home, and then there was a Jubilee, and then like the festival season.
You performed
season,
that, didn't you?
Yeah.
See, this man's done everything.
That's mental.
That is really good.
So
that
cool.
is unreal.
But like my favourite band, Iron Maiden and Queen are my favourite bands, right? Mm-hmm. And Queen were playing... Taylor Hawkins, who's the drummer, used to be the drummer of Foo Fighters, passed away, like super tragic, and he was such a legend in not just in like the drumming and music world, but just in general, like such an amazing human being, and sadly passed away, like gone way too soon. And this beautiful memorial concert was held at Wembley Stadium, and Queen were playing, and they asked me to come and sing Somebody to Love with them. Now that's like not just meeting your heroes, but then going like, oh yeah, do you want to jump up and sing
that's unreal.
Like this iconic tune. And I just, mate, I flew out of my seat.
I was about to say, was that excitement? Did you have any nerves mixed in there with that?
I was, there was no nerves because I was just raring to go. I was like, get me, like, I'm running over there.
Yeah,
you know how I got the news though? You're like this, right? So, you know Francis Bourgeois?
Yes,
like,
train guy.
Absolutely legendary train guy. He's my pal, and we went train spotting one day.
Right, amazing.
And but we also went after train spotting. We went flying in Spitfires, so I was
on a plane. Just a casual day.
Believe me, I was there, and I didn't realise we were going to fly planes. And he was like, "So we're going to," and I was like, "What?" Next thing, we're both up in the air, looking out the windows of our each plane, waving at each other.
No way.
With the GoPros that he has on his like head. Both of us are like, And my phone was on aeroplane mode, because I'm in an aeroplane. Yeah. When I land, got the news about this thing. So I'm just going,
what a day.
That was a mad day.
How'd you get to bed after that and just be like...
I was like this.
I was going to say, that's mental. So, yeah, I want to backtrack and go through like what you've done since Eurovision, because the Jubilee?
Yes,
I keep getting Jubilee, the coronation. There's so much going on in there. Jubilee, yeah, I know, so much. When you performed, talk us through that. That experience for you, because
that is, again,
I mean, not many people can say that under their belt.
I mean, the weather was perfect. You remember?
Yes.
Like, it was just so good, and the atmosphere in London, I think it's like the coolest day that London's ever had.
Yeah.
Like, the energy was amazing, and
that was such a good weekend.
Yeah, everyone was just up for it. Like, it was.
I remember
so
it
cool.
had a nickname, wasn't it? Platy Jubes.
Platy Jubes, mate.
The Platy Jubes, exactly.
That's one of my favourite abbreviations.
But yeah, what was that like? The whole like.
Just
family
hectic.
There. Basically, everyone from the UK was watching.
Well, you're walking around like the Regent's Park with a massive Union Jack on your back, and like it's just loving it.
Nice.
And knowing that you're getting ready to do the show, and knowing that you're trying to find the bottle to sing "I'm Up in Space, Ma'am" as well.
Yeah.
And thinking, should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? And then you're on the stage, and they go.
Let's just go for it.
So you've done that. You've done. We saw you at Summertime Ball as well, which was really cool.
You've done so many gigs,
haven't you? Like Wembley. Yeah. I remember seeing you and being like, "Hi," because obviously Charlie. I was like, "Hi, Sam." I know Charlie. You were like, "Hello." You're so lovely to meet though for the first time. Honestly, like we've very rarely had people, haven't we, that we've met and they've been like offish, but you are so genuinely.
You got to watch out in this game. A lot of people sort of do that look over your shoulder all the time.
They
do say never meet your heroes, don't they? I've met mine.
So Eurovision, are you performing again?
Yes, we're performing at the final.
How excited are you for that,
mate?
That's gonna be sick.
Yeah, it's gonna be so cool. I mean, that's it's a real honour, you know, because it's not usually the situation that Eurovision like. Ordinarily, they'd have the winners of the previous year, which were Kalush, amazing artists, like so good. They'd come back and perform their song from last year, plus a snippet of their new single. And that's where they usually draw the line. So I feel incredibly honoured that EBU have asked me to come down and perform the new single. And we literally, just before this, I ran over from Albert Dock. We'd done some busking and I wanted to play the new single to people.
Oh,
and I thought I'd put something out online. And I thought literally like a handful of people might see this thing and turn up. And we got there, 5,000 people in Albert Dock.
Well, just now?
Singing, just now.
No
And
way.
I was singing Unreal. This new song, trying to teach everyone it. And it was just amazing, man.
It was so sick.
Just getting the energy like ready. I mean, these people in Liverpool, man, and beyond that have travelled here.
Yes.
Like, they're carrying like the, just the... I guess, like, the values of what Eurovision is all about so wonderfully.
And what's the new song called?
Mountain.
Mountain. Oh,
yeah.
Unreal.
Okay. Unreal. You'll have to give us a little session afterwards.
I will.
So I'm guessing you watched semi-final one?
Yeah, I did. I was there.
Oh, so were we.
Yeah. I was eating the chips there. Were wicked, weren't they? Did you have chips?
We ate so much. We were just saying this before. I ate so much before I went in there. I was so bloated when I was watching Finland. I was like, cha-cha. I was like, it's all going to come back up. Honestly. But no, that was so good,
wasn't it? I need your fiber in your blood.
No, honestly, I need a good Gaviscon after that.
What are
get the Rennies out.
Who were like...
caught your eye so far?
Mate, like, what, this what is a trick question. He's trying to trap me. So watch this. He's trying to get me to say who my favourite is.
No.
Joe Bias. Like,
no.
But you don't realise that I'm wicked at sitting on the fence. Watch this.
Right. We had this yesterday from Ryland.
Oh, Ryland. Yeah, Ryland's response is one of the best responses.
I reckon it'll be the Scandi countries in the top.
We were just like,
I should have known. I was going to walk into that. Yeah.
Fine.
But no, the talent there this year is actually unreal, though.
But you can tell us who you like, can't you? Because you're
No, of course.
Oh. Mate, like, this man is impartial impartial.
Nah, I think, you know what? Everyone that goes on that stage, they're walking out with the knowledge that that camera lens, when they catch the eye of it, there's 170 million people sitting on the other side of it. So, and I know that you've got to watch out. It, all jokes aside, about the flippancy with who you support, like, vigorously on content and that goes online, because a lot of these people that are going to go on that stage, they'll see this stuff.
Yeah.
And if someone, like, with kind of a name behind them or anything like that, they're, like, really, like, bigging someone up, it can sketch someone out, I think.
Yeah.
So I do truly believe, having been in that position where you're about to walk out and do that you've got to have so much respect for every single person who's got the guts.
Even just getting on the stage,
exactly,
as you said,
and not tripping up on the way there.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's
you keep saying that, and I really don't want it to happen.
Mate, I can't
keep
stop thinking
it.
I've got to walk downstairs. I shouldn't say, but yeah, there's stairs in mine, and Jesus.
What did you think of Croatia's performance? Because I think they're so.
Oh, yeah, like Monty Python, innit?
Yeah,
it's like typical
Eurovision.
They just had, like, wife fronts on. 1 minute they had, like, these full-length dresses on, then it was, I was like, okay. But again, it's just like...
And the guy with a massive rocket.
Yeah, at the end. Yeah. And I was waiting for, like, the fire to come out of it. And I was like, oh, it's not worked. And then all of a sudden, they were just these
sparks.
Yeah,
same here. I was like, is that coming up here?
Yeah. That was unreal.
But listen, even that sentence, we've just both said wife fronts, rockets, long coats, moustaches, monocles...
Yeah, like all that, in one sentence, like it's normal.
Tell me when that happens in like top 40 radio.
Yeah.
And so this is, mate, this is where it's at.
I think that's what makes Eurovision so special, though, isn't it? Like, it's the fact that it's all the crazy coming together from all different countries, and it's such a good vibe. What do you think? Because I'm going to say, like, my favourites here. You don't have to say anything. I can see it in your eyes. You're like, don't ask me again. I'm obsessed with Finland, as well as my... I love May, and I want us to win. But my, like, top three, like, I love Finland, and the outfits and stuff like that are so cool. Did you have any input into, like, the creation of your outfit?
Mate, the whole... We saw it out the whole way through. The first performance, when we were, like, announced as doing it last year... we went on the one show, and I designed with Dan and the guys at Black Skull what the stage would look like. And it was this kind of like little pod that starts as kind of like a triangle and opens up.
Yeah.
And we were making it, and it only existed as a sketch at that point.
Right.
And I'd put it, like, hid the sketch on this computer screen in the first live performance we did on TV. So it was like an Easter egg. It was there the whole time.
Oh,
so people were always like going, UK, what's your staging going to be? What is it? And it was
there
from day one. So if you look back, and it took us ages to build it and then get it all shipped over. It's massive. And but yeah, you design all of this stuff if you want to, like the outfit. Like,
I see you've got like the creative freedom to be able to kind of do that. Yeah.
Mate, Luke Day like designed this amazing outfit. I mean, I tried to step out of his way because he's a visionary. He's amazing. But like, you get to design it in tandem, you know, and now it's hanging up in the museum over the road. Mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
No way. Are you allowed to have it at home afterwards? Or
where was it? It was in my attic. I'm glad they've got it because I was worried the moths were going to get
it. No way.
Yeah. Do you ever just stand there and think, like, do you know what? I'm going to put on a spaceman suit and go for a walk today.
Go down Lidl.
Yeah, could you imagine how nuts that would be?
The Lidl aisle, down Lidl.
Seeing him in Tesco. Like,
I feel like you definitely could that.
You should do that. That would be hilarious.
One day in the future when I can get away with it, I'll do it.
Just stick it on and have a walk.
Also, you just mentioned busking, because you've done a fair bit of busking since you've... you're still kind of sticking to your roots, which is really nice to see. Because I know you said during lockdown you used to do the kind of sessions, and then you're still doing a bit of busking. Do you enjoy still kind of getting amongst the crowds?
Well, I only ever busked recently. First time, because I lived in a tiny village, and if I went busking, you'd literally play to no one, so you may as well just stay in your bedroom.
Same as us,
So I never got to experience busking really, but I got to experience playing in pubs to no one, and it's kind of the same thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like pubs and clubs and like putting on these big shows, trying to bribe your mates to come down. Like, go on, buy some tickets. I'm like, nah.
Yeah. But do you know what? I think that is nuts because like, and then you just see where you are now. And as you said, you literally like put on an Instagram story or something. I'll come down here and you've got 5,000 people.
Mate, it's a process.
Absolute.
And
nuts,
it just requires consistency and never giving up. Like that's it's as simple as that.
Yeah, but that is that is what you've got to do in this game, isn't it? Because it's tough game to crack.
Yeah,
I was gonna ask as well. Actually, do you know what I want to do? We've got a game. Okay, right. I've got three artists here. This is for George to guess. You have to sing like this artist.
So you need to touch.
Oh, I've got the artist.
I'm gonna show. Yeah, you've got a guess. I'm going to show Zab.
All right, okay, cool.
Yeah. So it's just really a game for you, really, George.
It's a game for me, guys. So but we know you're good at this. That's why we've done the game.
They've got number one.
Oh, okay. Do I sing the song from the artist? Am I allowed? Or
whatever.
Yeah.
I think. All right. Ready? I've got to stand up for this. Hey, pretty baby with the high heels on.
I know that is.
You give me fever like I've never, ever known. Do you want it to just keep going?
It's up to you. You look like you're in a room. I know it. I know it, but carry on.
Oh, it's Michael Jackson.
You'll get a...
I've got two more to do.
I was just going to say, you're just smashing it. Okay, fine.
I'll get a free performance from Sam Ryder.
George wants a free gig right now. Yeah. Like, George,
why would
come on.
Mate, he's a busy man.
That's number two.
Oh, okay.
You only have to do a line if you want to do it.
Mama, ooh.
Queen.
Didn't mean to make you cry.
Queen.
If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, carry on.
Queen.
It's Freddie Mercury, George.
Is it?
I thought it was from Queen. No, it kind of counts.
Oh. Everyone behind the camera is like, it's Freddie Mercury. Right, last one.
Oh, okay.
I can imagine your range can do this easily, so.
I don't know. I've been singing for about an hour.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, sorry. You put you right on the spot.
Oh, I want to dance with somebody.
Whitney Houston, I know that one.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. Come on. Hey,
my voice can't
dance
say that.
He's
outdone us.
My voice can't do that.
Buddy loves it.
See, he knew that straight away because he's got a gay brother. That's all he is in the shower.
Whitney Houston.
He didn't even
ask. I was like, I know that one.
He's like, Freddie Mercury. And then it's like, Whitney Houston straight away.
That was sick, though. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you.
You're a legend.
Yeah, I want to say, thanks for popping in after your busking gig as well.
Really appreciate it.
Busy man this week. So, really appreciate it. But, fellow Essex guy. Had to get you in, had to have a little catch up.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
For sure,
loads
nice to watch.
Guys. And you, man, thank you very much.
And enjoy the final. We'll be watching.
Are you in the arena?
No, we're actually not. Well, I'm going to be watching from Ibiza.
Yeah, we'll be in Ibiza.
So we'll have the Spanish subtitles and that on. But we'll be rooting for you, mate. We're rooting for you.
Peace.
Amazing.
And that is that, guys. That's this week done for us on the road. Something a bit different, but we enjoyed it, didn't we, Joe?
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe.
And if you're listening on Spotify, rate us 5 stars. It helps massively. But that is it from us this week, and we will see you next week. Thank you.
See you next week. Thank you so much.